Legal consultant Jacqueline Seeley Burke, who has been contracted by the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, to oversee the smooth implementation of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, says the work to address the youths and the justice system commenced over 10 years ago. She said, while the region has not conducted law reform in a long time, it has been recognized that child protection and juvenile justice are directly linked.
We have not done law reform in a long time. So many of our legislative frameworks were very outdated, were socially irrelevant. And one of the bills, one of the model bills that was created back then was a child justice bill, which relates to juvenile justice. And it took this amount of years to try to get that whole law reform exercise completed. Amongst those bills was also a child protection and adoption bill. And I'm glad that the decision was made. It was a wise decision to combine the passage of those two bills, because as we will see over today and tomorrow, there's an inextricable link between juvenile justice and child protection.
Mrs. Seeley Burke said, today, they are focusing on diversion, which is one component of the entire juvenile justice reform project. She said, St. Vincent and the Grenadines continues to place great emphasis on the facet of diversion, and this is a strategic move which will ensure that the country stays ahead of other regional nations in the implementation of the project.
You are one of the countries that is giving an inordinate amount of attention and focus to the diversion aspect of this. In fact, you're giving focus to the full system, but you're investing a lot of energies and time, and I think resources, in the diversion aspect of it as compared to other aspects of the system. And to me, that is smart. That is strategic, because there is no need to have the overwhelming numbers of children that you have in the formal justice system. If you can divert them, then you're ahead of the game from the get-go.
Legal consultant Jacqueline Seeley Burke. Meanwhile, Gender Affairs Coordinator Polly Oliver said the Juvenile Justice Reform Project has afforded St. Vincent and the Grenadines the opportunity to modernize its entire approach towards dealing with youths who come into contact with the law. She said the court-based strategy was developed following a number of national consultations.
The Juvenile Justice Reform Project has afforded our ministry and this country the opportunity to engage stakeholders in the possibility of legislative reform, institutional capacity strengthening, modernization of programs, and the strengthening of linkages with civil society organizations. One of the objectives and strategies under the project is the modernization of diversion, detention, and rehabilitation processes in the juvenile justice system, where support is given in the development of diversion and alternatives of sentencing for juveniles brought to the courts for most infractions.
Gender Affairs Coordinator Polly Oliver. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.